USA Radio News.
If at some point they just can't do it, this is a 15-minute meeting. If they can't do it, I will declare a national emergency.
The president there speaking at a roundtable discussion that was hosted at the White House. The president also discusses a bill that would backpay federal workers who missed paychecks on Friday due to the shutdown.
A bill was just passed, which I will sign in Congress, making sure that everybody's going to be paid immediately upon when this is over.
The suspect in the kidnapping of a Wisconsin teenager and murder of her parents is due to make his initial court appearance on Monday. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald comments on the pending charges against Jake Patterson.
The suspect will make his initial appearance in Barron County Circuit Court to be formally charged with two counts of first-degree intentional homicide and one count of kidnapping.
This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The CDC is predicting a spike in flu cases before the month ends. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Latest data from the Centers for Disease Control shows high numbers of influenza cases in New York City, as well as 19 states. The CDC describing flu activity as widespread, with the highest hospitalization rates among young children. The hardest hit states are mainly in the South and along the Gulf Coast. Doctors say it's still not too late to get a flu shot, though. The flu season can last well into spring. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With the partial government shutdown continuing, about 800,000 federal employees are not getting paid today. Republican Senator Shelley Capito says this isn't good that folks aren't getting paid.
We have prison guards in my area. We have federal prison guards I'm very concerned about. Obviously, a lot of people live in paycheck to paycheck. That is going to, I think, put additional pressure on everybody.
And at midnight tonight, this will become the longest shutdown in American history. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The first four states to legalize marijuana for recreational use were Colorado and Washington in 2014 and Alaska and Oregon in 2015. Just because it's legal, though, doesn't mean your employer approves of it. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Alex Berenson. He's author of the book Tell Your Children, The Truth About Marijuana, Mental Illness, and Violence. And one of the things I asked him is some of the issues that employers are having regarding marijuana.
So no surprise, a lot of employers don't want to deal with their employees using marijuana. And so this has actually been a very contentious issue around employment law, but it's clear that this is, you know, this has just set up a whole bunch of court fights where people say, well, I need it medically, and the employer says, you know, we don't want you using this, and they, you know, and they're sort of long drawn out battles about whether it's okay or not.
Berenson continues about the main message in his book.
The focus of my book is really on marijuana's link to severe mental illness, especially psychosis, and the link to violence that psychosis produces. And so, the reason the book is called Tell Your Children is I want parents to be able to know that this stuff is so much stronger than it was when they used it. It really is. The patterns of use have changed. And when you use potent cannabis or pure THC in your adolescence, that's a bad thing for your brain.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.